Giving yourself just a moment to come to the center of your being with your breath. Take another lovely deep breath into your belly. And then just let your body soften. Feel what it's like to just relax your shoulders, the area around your heart and your chest, your hips and legs and arms. Just with each breath, let that relax a little more, soften a little more, so that your receptivity is heightened, so that you feel the energy as well as hear the message. There have been healings in the energy of these channels. There have been transformations in the energy of these channels. It can happen and does happen all the time to anyone. And you can allow that for yourself in this moment. Take another breath into that idea. Just open up to the possibility. And maybe even say a little, yeah, that could be me. And as you soften your breathing, find that beautiful halo around your heart, knowing that this is the place of home in your body, the place where the light shines out from and into. And you can walk forward with that light around you as these beautiful messages from those who love you so dearly begin to unfold.
So it is good day to you, huh? We are so grateful that you are here, your light is shining bright, your vibrational frequency is raised. When you walk out of that room, you won't even touch the ground. You just float by and all the hotel staff will say, what is up with them? I want some of what they've got. You see, that is the key, is to maintain that vibrational frequency no matter where you are. No matter how you are, those of you that are joining the sisterhood tonight, you will learn a song about your own sacredness. We want to remind you, you are sacred. You are holding sacred space for yourself. And of course, when you hold it for yourself, you're holding it for everyone else around you. But in that sacred space, it's like we have many times people ask us, well, what are my guides and what are their names and where are they and do they come from Texas or do they come from somewhere else? They may come from Texas. Yeah, they're bigger there, right? But you see, your guides are within you. Yes? Your guides are all around you. Your guides are here in your heart. Your guides are in your little toe. Your guides are all in your soul star chakra and your earth chakra and everyone in between. They never leave you because you are sacred. So understand, and we want you to feel this in the cells of your body, that sacredness cannot be removed. It can only be there. You can feel that you can separate. You can believe that you can separate yourself from that sacredness. But ultimately, you cannot. It just may go dormant for a time until you're ready to acknowledge it again. For you see, you are where you are for a specific reason, a specific cause, a specific purpose, a specific place. Now we have to clarify that. We had several people at one of our groups that said, well, where is the purpose? Where is the purpose? It is not a porpoise, it is a purpose. You understand the difference? One is in the water and one is choosing to go in the water, maybe sometimes. But you see, that is your purpose. Without the fins, except by choice. But with that purpose, that is the divinity. That is the divinity that you hold. That is the divinity that is encompassed in your body. And some people might say, well, if I am this sacred being, why have I been diagnosed with an illness? Please note how I stated that. I've been diagnosed with an illness. I don't have it. Which is a difference. Understand that sometimes people experience something that will help raise the vibrational frequency of the planet. Help raise the vibrational frequency. They volunteered for that mission. And that could be why, what is his name? Michael J. Fox. Huh? Did he not educate the world on Parkinson's? You see, that is how it works. So understand that just because you're sacred does not mean that there's not an ailment there in some capacity, but you get to decide how you respond to that ailment. You get to decide, is this something that is going to stop you? Or is this something that is not? We have a dear friend that was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. Mm? The doctor said, you need to get your affairs in order. Mm? That it is time. How long does she have? We hate it when the doctors say, oh, maybe 6 weeks or 2 months. They do not know. That was many years ago. She is still with us. You see, then when she had a doubt, the cancer came back. When she did, she was gone, it was gone for 2 or 3 years. Then she started rearing up that old anger, which is a symptom of cancer, rearing up that old energy and not acknowledging it and tucking it back inside and staying in that Zen place, as all spiritual teachers are supposed to be, which is ridiculous, huh? We know you're real people and the Zen place is not always there, but you get to come back to it because you're sacred, huh? And then she's done the energy of keeping herself positive. Letting go and healing, doing Reiki and body code and emotion code and any other code she could find. And she went from stage 4 again. Now she is at stage 1. In just a few months. So you see, she is acknowledging her sacredness. That is what we ask you to do. With any illness or not. But acknowledge that sacredness, that intention of what you are doing for yourself. Because when you are doing it for yourself, with, as our dear friend Kryon says, compassionate action spreads. And when even when you go to the market, others are affected by your actions. And when you know that you are sacred, when you know that magnificence within you, when you have that acknowledgement that yes, you are a work in progress, And the sacredness may seem to be a warning sacredness sometimes, or that is when the not-so-zen place comes in, that is all right. God, the Source, gave you all of these emotions. Why wouldn't you use them? Huh? Why would you have to keep them in? The key is how you respond to the pile of contrast. Uh-huh. Oh, this was on a different message. Huh? The people that are listening now may not know what that means. But as you see, then it is how you respond. And if you realize that you are sacred, so what is the solution that is coming from that? What are you learning from that? What do you get the opportunity to step into from that experience? That is where the magic is. That is where the compassion for yourself and all others are. And that then places your soul back into the place of integrity. And that is the key. And then what happens to everything around you? It also has the awareness of going back into integrity. For you see, dearest beings of light, you are the light. Yes? You are the ones we have been waiting for. And it starts wherever you are. You do not have to wait until this happens or that happens, or you get taller or skinnier or fatter or shorter or in a sweetheart relationship or not. It starts right here, right now. Sometimes we draw an arrow on the floor and says, start here. Hotels don't like that, though. So just visualize it. Start. You are here. And then you see arrows going out in any direction, every direction, because a step in any direction is the right step. You see, that is what happens when you are sacred, and you know this. When you are the holy ground that you wish to see in others, when you're the bottoms of your feet, our holy ground. Where the top of your head is holy ground. When your arms and legs, if you have arms and legs, are holy ground. And if you don't, the energy is still holy where they were. That is what we want you to understand. A deep breath. And again. Better? Yes. You see, sometimes even in the most sacred of information that is connecting, you stop to breathe. You stop breathing, you don't stop to breathe, you stop breathing till you to breathe, or something like that. Stop and breathe, huh? Wherever you are. We know for some of you it may be a shock that you are in a human body now. And you have to breathe in and out to survive in this planet. Remember, breathing brings you present. That is what we ask. Stay present. And understand that your presence is a present to all. It is connection. And for that we are grateful. We honor you. We love you. And we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. of magnetic service. I promised you a second channeling on this Saturday in Austin. It would follow suit with the first one in its theme. And so we'll do that. It's a message we've given before and an important one. Unless you have been following the multiple channels that we have given over the years, these things are new. And so there are those who have been following and said, well, Kryon, you've given this before, and we're going to give it again. Because there are so many that are just coming across this energy, this message. And some of you are going to relate. The subject is the frustrations of the light worker in the new energy. And again, just for a review, the whole pretense is that past 2012, there is a new paradigm. And the first thing that changes that we talked about is you. And so this is about you. However, what we want to discuss at this moment are those old souls that have been in the work for a long time. It's not uncommon that there would be old souls that have been working the puzzle of light and dark for years. Years before 2012, there have been healers, many of them in the room. There are channels, many of them, in the room and listening, that have been doing their best on the planet to change that which is the consciousness to help those around them. And suddenly, there's a change. And the change is in energy. And let's discuss this. Which energy is it? What kind of energy is it? And we'll say it's raw energy. That's the kind that the old soul depends on. If you are in the category of one who is helping the planet in any way, in the meditation, in the healing, in authoring, those who write, and you've been doing it for many years, we're talking about the raw energy of connection. We've given many messages on connection. So let's talk about what that is. It's elusive. It's intuitive. It's what is taught as innate. It's that connection that you have with the Creator. Let's walk through a scenario. The writer, which is writing books about that beautiful relationship and the compassion with Spirit, or perhaps they're writing a manual on self-healing, or even on what it's like to move into an ascension status. All of this requires a connection to Spirit. And in the past energy, those who've been doing this for a long time count on it. And you sit down, and it appears. One of the nice things about being in that energy, and there are those here who have done this, is that the clock stops. That's a metaphor, but it truly feels that way. You seem to have ideas, and you write, and you're blessed, and you come forward with wonderful words and things that would help other people, and suddenly it's tomorrow. And the clock doesn't seem to cooperate. It's going too fast. Healers on this planet have similar kinds of situations, and there are so many of you. And some of you are doing it long distance and meditations, and some of you actually seeing patients. Some of you working with the numbers system or the astrology system. But those who see the patients and those who come and go will feel the connection when the patient walks in the room. The connection is the innate, which says, here is a blessed soul who comes to you to shift their energy. And you do. And the energy shift that you give them allows them to see themselves in a way they never did, and the healing starts. And this is what you do. There are so many here and listening who have been doing these kinds of things for so many years. There are some who have been doing it longer than my cryon. My cryon. This energy, this cryon, has even been on the planet channeling. These are the ones I'm talking to. 2012 brought something different. And if you are one of these, a light worker who has been in this energy before 2012, working the puzzle of light and dark, of healing, of writing, of self-help, any of these, the meditation warriors, the prayer warriors, the one who change energy with their thoughts, there's so many of you because you're old souls. 2012 came about and you didn't think anything of it. Because the promise was that 2012 would begin a refreshing energy. I use these words so often. Light worker, get ready, for the wind is at your back. Light worker, get ready, because now there are those who will hold your hand and take you forward. You'll be aware of those guides. All manner of things are coming. And then slowly, they didn't. And there are so many of you who are looking around and saying, I don't know how to say this, but I've stopped doing my work. And you would then confide to the one that you would love the most, who would understand, and you'd say, the connection is gone. Suddenly I have writer's block. I can't go further because there's no connection there anymore. It's a kind of like a bad joke that I would have all of these gifts and all of these tools, and then we would come to that, the marker, the 2012, the change of consciousness, and it all starts to disappear. So many healers having patients come in and not feeling a thing, going through the motions, actually helping them, but when they leave and the door is shut, there's consternation, there's frustration. Where's the connection? Where is the beautiful connection that I used to count on that was here year after year after year? The meditation warriors, the ones who meditate for humanity and for transparency and just general help for the planet, and you would go into meditation or have groups that would meditate. And suddenly, you're not feeling it anymore. Those things that would make your heart sing and you would swell up with the love of God and the compassion in the room, they seem tempered now. They're not there like they used to be. That's who I'm talking to. Now, I've told you about this before, and it's critical that you truly understand the immensity, the enormity of what's going on. I told you a while back that more light is being poured into this planet, specifically by the nodes of the planet, and we mentioned it before, that it's starting to shift and change not just the energy of consciousness, but the connection. And we've said also before that the very connection that you have is starting to be enhanced. We sat before you last week and we told you about the innate and the expansion that's going on. We mentioned to you that it's a brand new energy of connection and that it's intuitive And if you want to connect, all you have to do is give intent. That's what we told you. Meanwhile, the light workers, the healers, the ones who have been working so many puzzles for so many years before 2012 are saying, well, not for me. What's going on? I want you to think for a moment about vibration, about frequency. Now, vibration and frequency are three-dimensional words that are often used to describe that which is your state of being in enlightenment. And some will say, well, I feel like I'm vibrating at a higher level today. And that would be the metaphor. That's the words that you would use. None of that is accurate. It doesn't matter. That's how you feel. And it's understood by other light workers. And if someone would say, well, how does it feel? You'd say, well, I think it's a higher vibration. I think it's a frequency that I've never been on before. Meanwhile, those who have been doing this for 20 years, 10 years, even 5 years, or before the 2012 shift, even 7 years ago, are saying, not for me. And so if that is you, this is for you, frustrated light worker. Listen to me. In your own terminology, if you've been listening to a radio station that's a certain frequency on your dial, as they used to say, that's been the connection. And when you walked into those rooms, healer, or the patient, or writer, when you sat down, you tuned to that station. And it was always there. And the beauty of that is the transmission and the reception was on the same frequency. That's how it works. But as you faced this new energy, you didn't get to be where the new ones are, who are just coming around and learning about intent and connection. You see, they know where the new station is, and you don't. Imagine that station. Beautiful it is. Call it what it is, the compassion of the Creator, the love of God. Call it whatever you want to. A multidimensional station that talks to you and suddenly is not there. What has taken place is beautiful for you and for now. And this is the information. This is the solution. It changed frequency. You didn't. And so you tune to the old station, really not understanding that something has gone on with this planet, with light itself, which is actually moving existence, reality, paradigm of connection. The station changed frequencies. And so the next thing you should know is there's nothing missing. And the next thing you should know is if you retune to the new station, every gift that you have is going to increase. Writer is going to start pouring out. Healer, there's going to be too much come in, more than you've ever seen before. This is the promise, but you have got to reconnect. All right, Cryan, how is that done? It's not difficult. You have been doing this work for years. You know what to do. You just haven't done it. Number one, cognize the fact that the station is gone. Number one. Now, that's critical. Cognize the fact that the station got higher and you got to go to another frequency. And here's why it's critical. Because human nature comes in. When you lost that connection, what's the first thing you did? Think about it. What did I do wrong? That's what you did. You went right to the dark side of fear, wondering why God did this to you. I'm talking to you. Now that is human nature, as it exists today, not as it exists someday. in the future. But that's what you were taught. It left, you must have done something wrong. That comes from teaching. That comes from your parents. It comes from others who have taught you the mechanics of all these things and the way they work the best they could. But that's not what happened. What happened was that the station got new equipment. And the light started to be turning on. And the reception that you want has gone to another place in you, which is a higher vibrating place, and you've got to match the frequencies. Listen, if this is you, follow these instructions. Dear Spirit, I now realize I've done nothing wrong. There's nothing missing in my life. I am sitting here and poised and ready to go to the next step, to tune metaphorically to that new station, to go to a higher vibration and continue my work. Dear Spirit, I give intent with my intuition to tune to the new station. Oh, I'm delivering chills to my partner because this is what he did some years ago. Some years ago, when he thought he was at the top of the ladder. And in the shower, I asked him if he wanted to go to the next step. And he was so downtrodden when he thought he was at the top. He had to change frequencies. And so do you. And he asked the same question, dripping wet. What do I do? And I said, you have no idea the power of intent. Here it is yet again. Human consciousness with pure intent can accomplish anything. And especially if you're already knowledgeable and have been a light worker and want to go to that next step, to retune to the higher frequency. Dear Spirit, I give intent for it. Allow me to find it. I want the intuition. And then you go to that place where you say, I claim it, it's happening. And you sit down. Author, and it's happened. And there it is, the reconnection. And you go, oh my, it's so bright now. There's too many words. Or the healer who doubts themselves because it hasn't worked for a while, who now realizes that they have to redo the connection, and they go through this process of intent, meaning it, understanding it, feeling it, recognizing the sense of it. And then when the patient comes in, it all comes flooding back in. I guarantee you, healer, if you're seeing patients, that next patient who walks in after you have done this will ask why you're weeping. Because you'll say the connection's back. And I can tell you so much that's going to help you. It has to make sense to you that this is what's going on. There's been no issue. There's been no problem. You've done nothing wrong. And there's so much here, but you got to recalibrate. And this recalibration doesn't require you read things, take courses, climb steps, or pay anything. Sit alone and feel the sense of it. Raise your hand and state it. Let this be the time that my innate will take me to the higher frequency, because I was designed for that. That's why I'm here. And for the rest of my life, I'll be connected in a higher way than anything I've had before. And then thank the Creator that it's actually happened. Frustrated? Yes. I just gave you the solution of why you were frustrated and what to do. Especially for those who have worked as light workers way before 2012, I speak to you. Your lineage is shamanic, or you wouldn't be doing this. Even the meditator, your lineage is shamanic. And you have been tuning to these frequencies for lifetimes. And now they start to move, and the light starts to increase. Welcome to a new earth, light worker. and stop being frustrated. There's more, but for now, that's enough. Go from this place different, and you can, with free choice, create the impossible. And so it is.